If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry and I talk all about Friday Night SmackDown from last night. Once again, pretty surreal with no audience, but I thought the WWE did a performance unlike any other. And let's start with Goldberg and Roman Reigns. We got the contract signing last night. Actually, our producer on a Saturday, Guns, has his opinion, and Mark and I shoot him down. We do that on today's episode. Also, we get into Rob Gronkowski. He made his WWE SmackDown debut last night. We talk about Gronk and what could be next for Gronk, not only as the host of WrestleMania, but a cool story with Baron Corbin. We get into that as well. And also, since we normally don't take phone calls, we do take messages, tweets, and comments from the Busted Open Nation that we read on today's episode of the Busted Open Podcast. We do all that right now on today's edition of the Busted Open Podcast.
We wouldn't really want to be doing nothing else. Like, I mean, I love waking up and talking to our fans and talking to our fans. Unfortunately, right now, we can't take calls from the fans, but I love the reading and chatting with them on social media afterwards.
Yeah, and I said on our show yesterday that even though we can't take phone calls, I tweeted out that if you want to post on Facebook, if you want to, you know, post on Twitter questions or comments about the show, we'll read them on the air. So use the hashtag AskBustedOpen anytime, and we'll make sure we'll get to those questions and comments on the show. So even though we can't take phone calls, we can still definitely take questions from the Busted Open Nation.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, a lot of people have an opinion. Our very own Guns has opinions about the show.
Oh, God, man. Guns is an extremely opinionated person.
Come out, let's talk about Guns. He came out shooting, you know, just, I want to choke him, but I like him.
Well, you said he came out shooting. To me, he came out shooting blanks because I totally don't agree with his opinion. And you know what, Mark? Why don't we, you know, we don't really do this often, but, you know, it's like when it comes to our producer, and right now on a Saturday, Guns is producing. We talked to him before the show. He is not hyped up too much for Roman and Goldberg. And I know there's a lot of fans that aren't, but I got to be honest with you. I thought they did a damn good job last night on SmackDown selling you on Goldberg and Roman Reigns for WrestleMania 36.
Yeah. And even if people are offended and don't like it or whatever, look at it like this. You know, I'm an optimist. I'm the other side of the pillow, the cool side of the pillow type guy. If Roman Reigns goes and does business, when would it be the next time you see Bill Goldberg?
Well, the next time you see Bill Goldberg, listen, after WrestleMania 36, you're probably not going to see Bill Goldberg again.
Right. You won't see him very much because I don't think that he's going to work a full workload. And primarily this whole thing is, we got to respect Bill Goldberg for who he is. He wanted to get that horrible taste out of his mouth of having a bad performance. And here he is giving substance to the business. And he's doing exactly what he needed to do to get rid of that. Like, his people will remember him being involved in a hell of an angle and going out at WrestleMania.
And I'm glad you said that, Mark, because first of all, you know, Goldberg is a Hall of Famer. He was a legend. He was, you know, one of the biggest superstars to come out of WCW. Like, you know, you have to have a certain amount of respect. Now, maybe you don't like the fact that he's still wrestling in 2020. All right, but The goal is not about Goldberg. The goal is about Roman Reigns. And right. I know that Roman Reigns has been a polarizing figure for years here in the WWE. But you look back at the last year and a half for Roman Reigns and what he's had to go through and, you know, his fight with leukemia and being able to get back into a WWE ring again where, heck, a year ago we never thought that that was possible. And then here he is. Like, I think it's I put Goldberg to the side. When you look at Roman Reigns, this is his time, and I think he deserves it, Mark.
Yeah, and not only does he deserve this time, but Bill is one of those guys that has his whole career, he's always revolved the wrestling world with his world. And he did TV shows and a lot of media. He traveled and did the handshake tours and with the military. Like, there's no reason for us to have our underwear in a bunch because he had a couple of matches that weren't to our standard as fans. You can't judge a man by one or two matches when you've had thousands of them. And even though the longest one might have been 10, 12 minutes, nonetheless, he was an icon and one of the more valuable draws mm-hmm. that ever was in pro wrestling. So you got to give him that respect. And if you can agree to disagree if you want to, or you could just say, okay, Mark, you're right.
And accept it.
And just accept it.
But again, like when it comes to Goldberg, there's a reason. There's a method to WWE's madness for putting the title on Goldberg. And it's because they had to find a way to get the title off of The Fiend. Because if it was The Fiend Bray Wyatt against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, it would have been a completely different story. This is about Roman. I think it's Roman's time. And you know what? Respectfully say goodbye to Goldberg. Because, Mark, as you said to start off the show today, like you're not going to see Goldberg after WrestleMania 36. And I understand we thought that coming out of WrestleMania 33. But I said there's a reason for what they're doing right now. So kind of give a tip of the cap to Goldberg. Understand he's a Hall of Famer. Give him respect. You don't have to love it, but understand why they're doing it. And again, the goal is Roman Reigns. And all those years that fans weren't accepting Roman Reigns, and I think if the WWE does this right and really explains the story and has another sit down with Roman where you kind of get that emotional side to Roman and he, you know, lays out the fight that he's been through, how could you not fall in love with the fact that this guy is going to be, you know, possibly the face of this franchise moving forward?
And on top of that, you want to, every athlete or every warrior wants an honorable death. They want an honorable distancing from whatever fight that they're in. Mm-hmm. This could be the, like, who better than to go out against somebody that the company is going to put a lot of stock in for a lot of years, who this guy has the potential to be a Hall of Fame wrestler. Like, give that person their due and allow yourself to be taken out by somebody like that. I mean, you want to go out. Oh, shit. You know, I got put to pasture with Randy Orton. Come on, man. That's an honorable distance. That's an honorable way to go away. And it gives even more life to the person that is going to keep running with it. And Roman Reigns being able to run with what Goldberg is potentially going to give him. And I say potentially because maybe they might throw a curveball at us.
You never know.
I'm just saying, you never know. But that is where we're headed. And I appreciate the business. I see the long story. I don't look at right at the end of my nose. I look a mile down the road to see where the pitfall is going to be or where the right turn to make. And I think more people should have that mentality.
And Mark, I'm glad you shared the story, too, that you know, you got to go out in a ring with one of the greatest of all time, Randy Orton, who's a future first ballot Hall of Famer, and who's going to have a huge match at WrestleMania 36. Sting is somebody that wants to have that one last opportunity, because the last time he was in the ring in a match was against Seth Rollins when he got injured, and obviously he didn't go out on his best. He went out injured. He wants to get that one last match, Sting, so that he can hold his head up high, and it could be like he could be proud of that last match. When you look at Goldberg, he still has that bad taste in his mouth from that match with The Undertaker in Saudi, and things went south. And it didn't go the way that people wanted it to go. And I'm sure it didn't go the way that The Undertaker and Goldberg wanted it to go. So I think he deserves, like you said, to go out in a match against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania when he's passing the torch to Roman Reigns. I mean, Goldberg's not right. winning this match at WrestleMania 36. Like you said, who knows? They could swerve you. They've been known to do that. But, I mean, I'm 99.9% sure it's going to be Roman Reigns that comes out the winner. Like, right. that's how a legend's supposed to go out by, you know, by getting pinned and leaving it to the next legend up. And I think that guy is Roman Reigns.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, like, speaking on my behalf, having Randy Orton and John Cena as your last, I mean, it's hard to beat. I mean, I couldn't have asked for more. I appreciate every opportunity that I was given. But when it was my time to give it back, I gave it back, man. It's like Bill knows what it is. And, you know, we don't want to go too behind the curtain, but the business comes first. Like, I love pro wrestling, man. Not just as a performer or a member of the WWE Hall of Fame, but just period. You know, I found myself the other day watching a commercial, and they had this commercial of wrestling, and it was a commercial. And what did I start doing? Critiquing the wrestling of the damn commercial. I'm like, what am I doing? It's a commercial. Relax. And that's what everybody else needs to do. Relax and enjoy it and just take it for what it is and be honored. Be honored that these commercials see our business as such an unbelievable means of entertainment and a way to get people to lock eyes on it, that they use our business to sell their products.
Yeah, and we're going to get into Gronkowski in a little bit, where I think people should admire the fact that, again, mainstream is paying attention to pro wrestling. But you threw out a lot of words there about enjoy and relax. And I'll throw another word out, and that's appreciate. When yeah. you see John Cena now, what people cheer John Cena now. You saw when he came back, the whole arena erupted for John Cena. Michael Cole's calling him the greatest of all time. You know, now everyone seems to appreciate John Cena, but when he was champion and he saw him week in and week out, people booed him. They never really sat back and appreciated what John Cena was given to the business. So as a fan and as somebody who has a passion and love for pro wrestling almost his entire life and who does this show, when it comes to Roman Reigns, I'm asking the fans to appreciate him. Sit back, enjoy, have fun with it, but also appreciate the fact that you're watching somebody in their prime. Appreciate him now, not when he's on the last hole before he retires.
Right. Give him his flowers while he's alive.
Like you always say, give him his flowers while he's alive. And right now he's in his prime. And then appreciate the fact of the fight that he had to endure to get back into the ring for the WWE. So to me, forget about Goldberg. Forget about the 50-plus-year-old man that's in the ring. To me, look at the other side of the ring and look at Roman Reigns and look at him now stepping up to a stage where the last time he did, people booed him. Now, obviously, there's not going to be any crowd at WrestleMania 36, so you're not going to get that reaction. So sit on your sofa at home and appreciate you're seeing somebody in their prime, somebody who had to fight to get their way back, and somebody who's going to be a champion. It's not about Goldberg. To me, it's all about Roman Reigns.
Awesome, and very well said. And Roman Reigns deserved that. I mean, from his time in the Shield, from his time after the Shield disbanded, and he was on his own, until he ended up having the cancer come back and and fighting through it and to where we are now. Unbelievable story. Unbelievable story. And this is not something that was written in Hollywood. This is real life.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Appreciate all the love that we're getting from the Busted Open Nation. As much as they love us, we love them, Mark. And we're going to get to their comments and questions in hour number two. But, you know, I have to note this. I found out this morning when I woke up while I was preparing for the show that a true icon and legend passed away last night. Kenny Rogers passed away last night, Mark.
Oh, man, I know. When I saw that, my heart just dropped. And, you know, he had so many classics. He was a hell of an actor, too, for a guy that did so little in the film world. Whenever he did stuff, it was really, really good. I think people will know him most from "You Gotta Know When to Hold Them." Know when to walk away.
Know when to run. You never count your money.
When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the deal is done.
So rest in peace, Kenny Rogers, man.
Rest in peace, man.
That's probably one of the greatest songs of all time.
It is. I guarantee it's in the top 100. It's in my top 100.
I'll tell you that.
Hell, it might be higher than that. You know, everybody knows that song, regardless of what genre of music that you really, really love and enjoy. The Gambler is a song that's it's transcendent. It's music. It's not a type of music.
Now, you heard Mark and I sing. I know I'm speaking for myself. I'm a horrible, horrible singer, and you just got a taste of that now. But a horrible, horrible opinion was the opinion we got from our producer here on a Saturday in Guns when it comes to Goldberg and Roman Reigns. Though, I think a lot of people, a lot of our fans agree with Guns when it comes to Roman and Goldberg. So I'm going to bring Guns in here on a Saturday, and Guns does a tremendous job helping out with Busted Open. He's produced, he's run the board on a Saturday. So, Guns, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great until I, you know, saw Reigns and Goldberg last night. Come on. Listen, if Reigns wins, and he should, it's cheapened because we all know Goldberg's not going to continue doing this. Goldberg's not going to be around in 3 months or 5 months or 6 months. This cheapens everything that Reigns has been doing. Why is Goldberg even in the picture right now? Are you kidding me? Come on. Why is he there? This is dumb. Listen, I'm not a huge Reigns fan, okay? But I'm rooting for Reigns over Goldberg, and I guess that's maybe what they want. But it's Goldberg. We know he's not going to be around in 2 or 3, 4 months, et cetera. It's just like why Brock holds the championship, you know, for month after month, and we see him every 3 months. It cheapens it. It delegitimizes it. And
I
got to
cut you
angry.
Off, Guns. I've got to cut you off. Listen, you are the reason, because you're the fan, and you're the fan that is so hell-bent on getting what you want rather than enjoying the story. Are you going to walk in and you're going to change Moby Dick? Are you going to change the book in the middle of the book? No, you're not, because you can't. But see, the thing about wrestling is you can actually change the book in midstream. So that's what you're doing. Rather than letting the sleeping dog lie, you and the fans like you are going to have them throw a curve ball, and somehow Goldberg is going to win now. And when he does, it's your fault, because the whole thing in pro wrestling is to use the crowd, give them what they want, and then right at the last minute, pull the rug out from under their feet and give them something completely different so they get emotionally invested. And that's what's happening. You're being played like a fiddle, and you don't even realize it.
Well, I mean, well, first of all, Guns. First of all, Guns is hot. First of all, I didn't realize Guns had this much emotion when it came to Goldberg. But that's fine. I love the passion.
Goldberg took his lunch money when he was a kid.
speared him in the cafeteria. All right. So Guns, first of all, again, hot. Second of all, you said about rooting for Roman Reigns. The WWE wants you to root for Roman Reigns. And in that way, they're succeeding. Because if you look at every other WrestleMania match that Roman has had, he's gotten booed. WrestleMania 31, when he was going up for the championship against Brock Lesnar, he got booed. Look at what took place at WrestleMania 33 with The Undertaker. He got booed. WrestleMania 32 with Triple H, he got booed. WrestleMania 34, and this is where I'm going to stop, is WrestleMania 34. If you remember the main event at WrestleMania 34, which turned out to be an excellent match that people don't go back and actually talk about, between Brock and Roman Reigns, everyone thought that Roman Reigns was going to beat Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar was leaving, and he was on his way to the UFC. And what happened, just like Mark said, Brock Lesnar beat Roman Reigns, completely flipped the script, and everybody was like, what just happened? I can't believe what just happened. So Mark is right. Is it likely what Mark is saying? No. But could it happen? Absolutely.
Yep.
Because did anyone think that Brock Lesnar was going to beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania 30? No one thought that. No one thought Brock Lesnar was going to beat Roman Reigns at 34, but yet he did. And here at WrestleMania 36, most likely Roman's going to win, but you never know. And now what Mark did is put a little bit of doubt in your brain. So all these people are saying, why do I even need to watch? Roman's going to win. Nobody cares about Goldberg. What Mark was able to do in just 60 seconds was able to put a little bit of doubt in your mind that maybe Goldberg might win at WrestleMania 36.
Guns, nobody thought that Daniel was going to get out of the lion's den. Nobody thought that David was going to slay Goliath. And nobody thought that Brock Lesnar was going to beat Roman Reigns. And now, here we are. Nobody thinks that Goldberg is going to beat Roman Reigns. Full circle. And just because you said it, that's what you're going to get, Guns. You're going to get the impossible.
I'll be watching.
Yeah, you better be watching. And you're the first person I'm calling.
And here's the thing, Guns. Let's just say Goldberg beats Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 36. Goldberg
now becomes
because WWE listens, so they're listening to Mark, so even if they have the plan, they're going to change it. But if Goldberg was to beat Roman Reigns, Goldberg is now the most hated wrestler in the WWE.
In the world.
And then everybody's going to want Roman Reigns to become champion. So think about that. Just 3 years ago, Roman Reigns was hated. Everybody was booming. Now everybody's going to want Roman Reigns to become champion.
I hated Roman each and every single time he was winning left and right, and then they didn't let him win. It was, come on. It was like, oh, come on. Can we get anything different?
And now you're trying to carry his bags through the airport.
No, he was crushing, but still, I was so tired of that. But Goldberg, come on. Goldberg can't win. We can't have him win. Come on.
Well, see, now, see what you've done? Now you're like, Goldberg can't win. Roman's got to beat Goldberg. So now you're going to be in front of your TV for WrestleMania 36, praying and hoping and cheering Roman Reigns on that he beats Goldberg.
And your mouth
mission accomplished, Guns. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. And your mouth is going to be gaping open. You're going to stand there with your mouth open like, what just happened? What just happened? And that, you know why? Because it's your fault. And everybody like you is y'all. It's all of y'all fault.
Guns, thanks so much, man.
We shall
see. Love your work, man. We'll see. Guns, great job by Guns. I love the opinion. Listen, there is no right or wrong when it comes to pro wrestling. Guns is entitled to his opinion. But you know what? They're playing into what the WWE wants. This is what they wanted. If it was Roman, everybody said, oh my God, they buried the Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt doesn't have the title anymore. Oh my God, this is terrible. Look at what's going on. If it was Roman Reigns against the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, people would have shit on that match. Look what happened with Seth and Bray Wyatt. You would not be able to do it. And if Roman beat Bray Wyatt, everybody would boo Roman. Everybody would boo Roman. Now you have a situation where when Roman wins, everyone's going to cheer Roman. And, oh yeah, by the way, the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, is wrestling John Cena. I mean, Michael Cole, each and every week, is calling John Cena the greatest of all time. So, wow, they're really burying Bray Wyatt when he has a WrestleMania match against what everyone is calling the greatest of all time. And they're using the story of the loss at WrestleMania 30 as the background. That's genius by the WWE.
Preach. The man is preaching.
My God. And this is where I got to go back to the Hall of Famer Mark Henry and what he just said. He mentioned the book Moby Dick, a classic, one of the greatest books ever written. I didn't read it, but it's one of the greatest books ever written. I did the Cliff Notes when I had to do the book report. But it's the greatest book of all time, one of the greatest books of all time. And you want to change the ending. Well, in pro wrestling, you can. You can. At least sit back and let's see how the story plays out. If I would have told you a year ago that Bray Wyatt was going to have a match with John Cena at WrestleMania and that you would be cheering for Roman Reigns to become champion,
you would have laughed your ass off. You would have been like, ain't no way. Get out of here, Dave. That's not going to happen. Yeah. But it did.
And that's what's going to happen. And it is. You're absolutely Mark. Great point.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
I really hope everyone is being safe, staying home, and just making sure they're taking all the proper precautions during this really, really tough time.
Yeah, I mean, it's important that we abide by the rules, but it's more important that we protect our families because, you know, you can go somewhere and think, oh, I'm okay, but then you bring something home, and that's not what we want. Social distance, people, social distance.
Yeah, and I think you're right for right now. But there will come a time, mark my words, that we're going to be back together and we're going to be with the Busted Open Nation. We're going to be partying. And in hour number two, I threw out on yesterday's show that I want everyone to use the hashtag AskBustedOpen. And I know a couple of things that we talked about on yesterday's show is what that party's going to be like when we do get back together. And I'll say this. I was just looking over Twitter and Facebook. There's some good ideas from the Busted Open Nation that we'll get into later on in the show.
Which I'm really excited about because everybody knows that nobody loves a party like I do. And I think that all of us combined can come up with something that'll be epic that we'll talk about just as much as this epidemic.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get to the other side of this. Everybody have faith and everybody just take the proper precautions. And like Mark said, everyone be safe and we'll get together soon. But I'm glad that we have this community gathering like we do here on SiriusXM and our podcast as well. And social media, Mark, you're very, very active on social media. I try to be as active as possible as well. So thank goodness here in 2020, we have those instruments to stay active and stay in touch with everybody, even though we're behind closed doors right now.
Yeah, I mean, last night, I watched at least three or four people that I really like on social media do Facebook Lives, go on Periscope, go on Twitter Live. I thought it was really cool. And I wanted to do one with you, but we just never got around to it. Life happens. But, you know, maybe this afternoon we'll get together and do one and talk to the people and let them know after the show is aired that how we feel about them chiming in with their questions and even answer a few online. Like, maybe we could do a few of those.
Is there a way that we can both do it together? Like, that we can sync it up? Really? You have that? You're Facebook smart like Live. That to do that? I can't. I'm not smart. Man.
All I got to do is accept technology. You. I'll go on Facebook Live. You come on and say, hey, I'm here. And then I'll go, oh, there's my guy, Dave. And I'll patch you in. And then it'll be a split screen, you and me. And we'll talk to the nation.
Oh, Mark, you're good with the technology, man. I'm horrible with technology. Everybody that saw me last week knows that. When I was upside down doing my Twitter Live or whatever the hell they call it, I was sideways, I was upside down, I was backwards. People saw my kitchen instead of my face. I did everything the wrong way, and not once did I do it the right way. So you're much smarter than I am. So hopefully you can help me with that. We'll try to sync up later on.
Hey, you might want to keep those "you're smarter than me" to yourself, because people are going to judge you. It's like, come on, man, Mark Henry. Nah, easy. You're overstepping your bounds, sir. What I did is I was able to have one of those sit downs with somebody and they explained it to me. It's just learned. It's just a taught thing. Just like I've sat with you and learned so much about this whole radio world. I can never say that I'm smarter than you are.
But this is why I know you're smarter than I am, because you actually listen to somebody who's teaching you how to do it. I couldn't listen to anybody who was trying to teach me how to do it last week. So that's how I know you're smarter than I am, Mark.
And then
also, too, judging from what you said the last segment, Mark, about what you would do with Rob Gronkowski and what you would do with everything with his story and the first story with him, with Baron Corbin. I mean, that's creative, and it gave me chills. And sometimes, Mark, listening to you and Tommy and Bully, as a wrestling fan, it gives me chills because I can paint the picture in my head of what that would look like, what that would be like. And seeing that happen, that story play out, that would be the perfect story for somebody like Rob Gronkowski. And also, it would be the perfect story for somebody like Baron Corbin. It would make Rob Gronkowski accepted and loved, and would make Baron Corbin that much more hated.
Oh, man. I mean, he's already just a guy that everybody wants to see get a sledgehammer put to him. But if he goes out and hurts Mojo, and, you know, the dad or somebody comes up and says, hey, I don't appreciate what you did to my son, and then dad gets pie-faced. And, I mean, just you could paint that picture for months and let him get some seasoning. And, you know, I don't necessarily see him being able to beat somebody like a Baron Corbin, because Baron Corbin is special, and you don't want to trivialize who he is. But having him get that whooping and then say, you know what, I took a whooping. It's not my first time taking one. But eventually, I'm going to be giving out the whoopings and not receiving them. And I'll see you down the road. And then Mojo disappears and goes and trains. And, you know, maybe a year later, WrestleMania time next year, he shows up and it's a different Mojo. I mean, a different Mojo, a different Gronk. Mm-hmm. And this Gronk is one that says, hey, I'm just like John Cena did with Kurt Angle. I want to step up and let everybody know who I am. And if anybody will take it, I'm standing in the ring waiting. And let him go through about four or five people. And then at the end of that time, say, you know what, Baron? I think you can see that it's not the same guy that you whooped. He was like, now, how about you come out here? And it's not going to be an answer. Baron wouldn't, in all honesty, you want to keep him away from that.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
And even though we can't talk to you on the phones, we've been taking your questions and your comments, hashtag AskBustedOpen on Twitter. But also, Mark, I don't want to feel like that our Facebook followers are being left out. So I'm going to take some comments and some questions from our Facebook page as well. What do you think?
All right, let's do it, man. I'm about that life.
Now, here's the thing, Mark. I got to be honest with you. I'm not picking these out. I'm just scrolling and reading. So if there's something that we don't like, don't blame me because I'm not pre-reading any of these comments or questions. So
blame.
So if you hear me stop halfway through, then you know it's a bad one. But let's go to Facebook. And Scott makes the comment, just a shout out to the Busted Open crew. As a 55-year-old family doctor, I am not able to listen live generally ever. As a 40-plus year fan of pro wrestling, I listen to the podcast both to and from work daily. To say I enjoy the show is a huge understatement. I look forward to the show. It helps me to get through the days, typically, and even more so over the last few weeks, as daily stresses mount. I can lose myself in insightful talk for 45 minutes a day by listening to your show. Thank you to Dave, Bully, Mark, and Tommy for all you do to bring such great content to the wrestling community. It is very, very much appreciated. Until Tommy Wildfire Ritz gets a haircut, make mine Busted Open. And wow, I mean, I never want to see Tommy Ritz get a haircut.
It's never going to happen.
And Scott, thank you so much because, you know, I know a lot of people can't listen to us live. And obviously, as of right now, we're not doing the show live, but we're as close as we can. We're just about 2 hours off from doing it live. But I'm glad that people listen to us with our podcast, and you can get our podcast, the Busted Open podcast, and also to listen to us on demand on the SiriusXM app, Mark. And it means a lot that people take time out each and every day to listen to our show.
You know what I think is even more impressive about that one you just read is there was a time when people that were doctors, lawyers, heads of state, politicians, bankers, they would never admit to being a wrestling fan. They would never admit to coinciding with us Busted Open Nation members. And I consider myself a member of the Nation. He loves the show in a way that is awesome for him to, he says insightful reporting and analyzing. They consider us news, and we got to report it like it's the news. And we tell the truth. We give our opinions at time, but for the most part, don't we give the crowd the facts and let everybody else come up with their opinion on the whole deal. So it is a valuable service, and I thank God for Busted Open.
Nah, me too. Believe me. Stan says, well, it's not really a question. I recently discovered your podcast, and I got to say, I love it. I can listen to you guys banter all day. Kind of did Friday, catching up on old episodes. I also want to thank Mark Henry. I had no idea how funny he can be until now. I also really appreciate his outlook on life, and he has some great knowledge of wrestling and sports in general. I must say I have newfound appreciation and respect for Mark Henry. Thank you all for putting on a great show. I plan on becoming a regular listener, and that comes from Stan on Facebook.
I appreciate that, Stan. You're the man. Love accolades. Pats on the back.
All right. A little accolades. I like that. A little pat on the back. Nothing like that, though. Keep your social distance, you know.
Yeah, I'll pat myself on the back.
Billy Root says, Dave, Mark, first, thank you for keeping the Nation entertained. When Vince finally steps down and gives control to Triple H, what changes do you both see coming, and what changes would you like to see as a fan
and a performer. Thank you, gentlemen. So when Vince McMahon finally steps down, and I don't see that happening anytime soon, Mark, first of all, do you think Triple H will be given control of the WWE when Vince finally steps down?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know who would take control. I think that it's a job that's bigger than one person. I think that there's going to be a need for multiple people to fill that void. And I don't even like to think about it, actually.
Yeah, and like, is there one change that you would like to see made if Vince did step down? Is there something that you think that Vince might be against that would actually enhance the WWE to the viewer?
I don't know. I think that, in my opinion, I think Triple H would broaden the title picture, like it is at NXT. There's 6 or 8 guys right now that could be champion on NXT. They have a lot more versatility, and they don't put all the stock in one person to be the lead. And that's the biggest change I think that he would make, is he would make it a more of a Wild Wild West, wide open. You know, 1 week a guy's challenging, the next week another guy's challenging. Find out who's the cream of the crop.
And you know what, Mark? I agree with you. Like, the one change I would like to see made, like across from SmackDown and Raw, is like the championship titles meaning a little bit more than they do now. Like on NXT, they mean more. It's like everyone's wrestling for that championship opportunity. Sometimes that's lost when it comes to Raw and SmackDown. That would probably be the one thing I would change as well, because, you know, I'm always a pro wrestling guy, and to me it's always, you know, wrestlers wrestling for that opportunity. So I would love that. Pete on Facebook says, thanks for the Busted Open staff for keeping things still running during these terrible times. And to you, Dave, Bully, Mark, Tommy, for being so positive and giving us a time to escape from all this craziness in the world. I have 2 questions. Have you ever thought about doing a live streaming show during these times, even for a couple of days a week, just to see a different perspective of the show? And what do you and Mark think the greatest gimmick match was of all time? Example, cage match, strap match, etc. So we talked about that before, Mark. I mean, we're going to try to be a little bit more active, like you said, on Facebook Live, on Twitter Live. We're gonna try to do those types of things for the Busted Open Nation, either separate or together. And I think we'll try to do that, especially since everyone's cooped up at home right now. If we give like 30 minutes to an hour to the nation, which is in addition to what we're doing here in the mornings. And as far as a gimmick match, I mean, I always loved the old school cage matches. You know, I fell in love with Jimmy Superfly Snuka because of that match, cage match at the Garden with Bob Backlund. Obviously, the cage match that he had with the Magnificent Morocco. I used to love those Indian strap matches with Wahoo McDaniel. But probably for me, it would be the cage match, the War Games match that the NWA and then WCW gave us, that, you know, that Dusty Rhodes was the mastermind of. So there's a lot of them out there, but I just always enjoyed those old school cage matches.
You know what, man? I came up in the time of the cage match, but in the middle of my wrestling career, the TLC matches started. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I look forward to anything more than a TLC match in its heyday. That's what I look forward to the most. I would have to say gimmick match will be TLC.
You know what? Like, I agree with you. I mean, those TLC matches, I mean, phenomenal. You know, the matches with the Hardys and, you know, Bully and Devon and Edge and Christian. I mean, they changed pro wrestling in a lot of ways. I mean, a lot of what we're seeing now is because of the innovations of what they were able to do. And And I totally agree with you, Mark, man. And that was during your career, and people still look back at that very, very fondly.
You look at SummerSlam in Toronto, and Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano, it wasn't really a TLC, but it was TLC-esque. And I thought that that was, I mean, it was basically TLC. But that match, it lived up to it. You know, those two guys went out there and they threw all caution to the wind and put their lives on the line. And who benefited? Us.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Also, by the way, I don't know if you heard, but ESPN, Mark, is going to be playing old WrestleManias on Sunday leading up to WrestleMania 36. So the fact that there's no live sports going on, ESPN is getting kind of creative, and they're going to start playing old WrestleManias on ESPN.
Pretty damn impressive. And you know what? I think that is something that is warranted. As much as we've done with ESPN, it's only befitting them being able to report pro wrestling like real sports, because it is.
Yeah, I like it. And again, that's just going to promote the WWE even more. And a lot of people are saying, well, you can get those WrestleManias on the WWE Network. Well, not everybody has the WWE Network.
That's right.
So if, you know, so you think about the millions of people that tune into ESPN every day. If they're seeing wrestling and they're falling back in love with it, and maybe they're not a wrestling fan, or maybe they got away from wrestling, haven't watched in 15, 20 years, this is going to get them back into it, Mark. That's going to make them want to tune into WrestleMania 36, and that's going to make them want to subscribe to the WWE Network.
And not only will it make them subscribe and get back into wrestling, but it also validates pro wrestling on a certain degree, because it's on a sporting network, and you're giving the attaboy and, hey, I'll get with that, to pro wrestling. And not only will, when you show wrestling, you also show the wrestling commercials. So the people that have done the ads that relate to pro wrestling will be shown on ESPN at the same time. So they're generating cash. It's, don't think for one second that a dollar doesn't play a role in it. Nothing else is on right now, and ESPN is like, shit, yeah, we'll capitalize.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.